total for the team, two in a couple of pass defense and two. He had two sacks on a year and an interception. Now, he only had 2 years of collegiate experience there playing. But, you know, this year showed that he had a improvement in terms of when they gave him more time, he was able to make some things pop and happen for Utah. So I really do like him a lot. I think he will be a good guy to pick up for the team and mostly a potential safety, one of the young safeties we have. We got a lot of safeties and not a lot, but we have veteran safeties that we have with the team. And we could use another young player to come in and kind of compete. Jonathan Abrams, another guy who's an established NFL veteran. He's on a one-year deal. Hugo Amadi, they got him situated at the safety position, a bit undersized. Some people believe that he should be more of on the cornerback side. Him, and then, of course, JT Gray. And that's your safety. So at some point, the Saints will have to add another young player like they did with Jordan Howden last year. Because Sione Vaki be that guy that the Saints add. And he will be probably more than likely taken at that spot where or taken at that position where a lot of people could guess that, you know, that he will fall at that position. So anyway, if you look at what he's been doing, productive tackler, we talk about that. Like they make mention of, he's a good tackler, solid frame, very powerful. But, you know, like I said, they talk about his athletic ability, you know, very smart player too. And he's a guy that has a propensity to be around the ball. So I like this kid a lot, and I think that he could be a guy from a futuristic standpoint that can come in to help out, because we need to start looking at young safeties in the defense, to be honest with you, to get, you know, become the future of the team. All right, and as we keep it moving, we go to the linebacker, the next player, and with the 199th pick that we have from Ohio State, Tommy Eichenberg. And remember, Wells, what other draft would we have if we didn't take a Ohio State player, right? It's always the tradition is to take a Ohio State player, and I'm just carrying on the tradition. But I like Tommy Eichenberg, not so much his athletic ability, but he's a football player. The guy's had played a lot of ball. He's a Uber. He's Uber duber productive, good size form as well. And like I said, when you look at Tommy Eichenberg, he had 80 total tackles last year, not much on the sack tip. But if you look at the year before in 2022, the guy had 120 tackles for Ohio State. The year before that, he had 64. In 2022, he had the 2.5 sacks. So the guy is a good football player. To get him at 199 to come in and kind of solidify your linebacker room. And, of course, we take a look at some of the linebackers that the Saints have. Who you got? You know, behind guys like Pete Werner and DeMario Davis, of course, we signed we signed your guy from Kansas City, Willie Gay. So we did get Willie Gay here as the third linebacker. And then there was some stuff that him saying he would, you know, that he'll be challenging for a starting job. You know, it was that a knock on Pete Werner? The Saints only start two linebackers at a time, unless they planning on going three guys in, you know, in terms of playing that status more. But the Saints have added Kaliki Hudson to it. They still got Monty Rice, the veteran. DeMarco Jackson and Anthony Orji, these are young players that we don't know what they're going to do. Nephi Sewell showed that he could play, but, you know, has shown more potential than some of these other guys. So what about the Saints adding Tommy Eichenberg to play? Another Ohio State guy that can learn from Pete Werner, that can be added to the fray to kind of keep the competition going in the linebacker room. Like I said, I think he's a talented player, a very productive guy. 120 tackles, like I said, in 2022. The only knock on him, the biggest knock on Tommy Eichenberg is the fact that he's a guy that struggles, kind of limited in terms of his athleticism, but is a football player. If he gets around, he's going to tackle you and bring you down. Effort is never an issue with this player, and I think he'll be a good player to add to the Saints linebacker room. And, of course, the final selection for the black and gold, the 239th selection, is Joshua Cephas from the University of Texas at San Antonio. That's why I'll be reaching back to Davenport's, Marcus Davenport's old stumping grounds. But this guy here is a ball player, 6'3", 185-pound wide receiver, has really good speed, and he's super productive. This is a steal right here for the black and gold. This past year, 89 catches, over 1,100 yards. He had 10 touchdowns, and he averaged 13 yards per catch. And then we talk about, like, the question mark, because this will be my second wide receiver that I've taken, because Xavier Leggett was the 45th overall pick for the Saints this upcoming season. And you want to kind of tool up and get these big physical wide receivers, or these wide receivers that can stretch the field for you that has some size. Well, Joshua Cephas has, he's 6'3", and he can really fly, you know what I'm saying? And he's productive. Like, if we check, look at his statistics, not just a one-year wonder. Well, I ain't going to say Xavier Leggett's in 1 year, but 1 year of solid production prior to that, nowhere even close in terms of Leggett. Not the case with Joshua Cephas. He's 89 catches, 1,151 yards, 10 touchdowns this year. Last year, 87 catches, just shy of 1,000 yards. He averaged over 11 yards per catch. He had 6 touchdowns last year. And then they even used him in some regard in reverses and all this kind of stuff for the Roadrunners. In 21, 71 catches for 800 yards, 6 touchdowns, 11 catches. Year before that, 58 catches. You see what I'm saying? 5 touchdowns. So the guy has been productive over the last several years. And each year you can see that his production improved. 58 catches, 71 catches, 87 catches, 89 catches. And it just keeps going up and up. And that's what you want to see when you see a young wide receiver like Joshua Cephas. Now, I know we did add some wide receivers to the room, but listen, none of these guys are surefire bets outside of our top guys like Chris Olave, Rashid Shaheed. Cedric Wilson Jr. will operate as the veteran of the bunch. So you can correctly probably say, assume, because of his, I think he got a 2-year deal with us. But Cedric Wilson is a guy that comes here. Those are the top three, with A.T. Perry being the fourth guy, right? Then you have Equanimeous St. Brown. He was a veteran that was brought him, never really lived up to his standing in terms of where he got drafted. He's been woefully unproductive during his years here in the NFL. Stanley Morgan is just mostly a special teams player, and those are the guys you have. So I just basically added two wide receivers and Joshua Cephas here, and with his size and speed and his ability to catch the ball and just be a playmaker, I think that helps improve the Saints big time. So let's kind of bounce into it and kind of go into and look at this all together so we can kind of get a gauge on, you know, on this mock here. Give me just a second, fam. Let me get that together so I can kind of show you guys exactly what it is. So anyway, what it's hitting for is pretty simple. We got an interesting formula here for the black and gold. And hold on, fam. Give me just a second. Let me put my mock draft up here on the screen here so you can see everything. And this will be my latest mock for the team. And there it is on the screen right there, fam. This is my picks right now for the latest mock draft. Talese Fuaga from Oregon State with the pick to me. And this is my logic. Y'all tell me if y'all agree with me that when I took Talese Fuaga in this mock draft, my intention is to play him at the left tackle position. This is my thought process and taking what the Saints are doing and doing my best to figure it out. You guys tell me if you agree with this. I draft Talese Fuaga. Couldn't get the other guys that I like, the Penn State tackle. I like him a lot. He was drafted 3 picks prior to this pick. Talese Fuaga would be my left tackle. I would then take Trevor Penning and move him to right tackle. You can't guard him up yet because you got to see what's going on with the right tackle position. This is all predicated on the fact that Ryan Ramczyk is not ready for the season. Dennis Allen did allude to say that he wasn't healing like the way he's supposed to. And that's understandable, being that the fact that he was supposed to have major surgery on the knee, not minor surgery. He did the minor surgery to try to play. And, you know, you compile that with a bunch of rest days during we did this last year. Ryan Ramczyk really needs to go see about himself and get that together. But anyway, like I said, Talese Fuaga would be my left tackle. Penning would be tried at the right tackle position. I don't think he'll thrive there. Now, of course, new offensive line coach John Benton will have to get these guys together. The Saints picked up Ali Udo from Minnesota. Where does Ali Udo fit, Q? He'll slide to the guard position. A lot of these unofficial depth charts have him at the left tackle position, and rightfully so, but I think he will get the most value out of Ali Udo at a guard position. So what happens is Talese Fuaga becomes your new left tackle. Ali Udo becomes your left guard. Hurst slides underneath him as a reserve. Center is McCoy. right guard's Ruiz, and then right tackle is Penning in case the Ramczyk is not good to go, right? That's what this is. Xavier Leggett then goes to the wide receiver position there and compete with Cedric Wilson. I don't think he, with the second pick, the 44th pick there, you would want him to be a starter there. So you would be trying to get Xavier Leggett to kind of push guys like Cedric Wilson, or, you know, provide depth underneath him because he has kick return application as well, his special team application as well. But he's a big wide receiver with really good, solid speed that is productive, got good hands, very physical, tough to bring down. He would be a weapon that you add into your room. And a lot of people really like the kid. And some cops is like, they was looking at the kid from the wide receiver from the 49ers. I see some of that in this game, but I won't put that on that kid. But Xavier Leggett would definitely wake up your wide receiver room. And then in 121, Brandon Coleman, who basically plays tackle. He played everything, tackle and guard in college, that he'll occupy mostly as a guard position. And if you do need him to slide outside during, you know, when he gets comfortable, he can do that. But Coleman is basically going to be competing with guys like Nick Saldivari and those guys. But like I said, he's a guy that played guard and tackle during his college. You can move him around and he can be what you wanted a guy like James Hurst to be. Eventually, James Hurst, who has 1 year left on his contract, will eventually end up moving and going on somewhere. So that's my thinking on Brandon Coleman. And then, of course, we move on. And like I said, that pick right there, I moved a couple of picks to move up to 121. That's like, how did we get 121? I traded several picks to get 121 to move up to get Brandon Coleman. That's what the little trade marker is there. The little blue symbol is there. 150 is Johnny Dixon, cornerback from Penn State. Very, very solid cornerback, plays with an attitude, has good size. He has decent speed to keep up with wide receivers, is physical, doesn't lack for confidence. He will be a guy that Coach Woods could really help turn into a very solid cornerback. I'm looking at the Saints cornerback room beyond the top three guys that we have. Hugo Amadi, I think, is the fourth cornerback. He's pretty undersized. Johnny Dixon, 6 feet tall, good solid cornerback, could be worked in there from that level, from that fourth level, to kind of solidify that cornerback room would be a good pickup for the Saints. 175 is Christian Boyd. Like we talked about, the Saints did scout Christian Boyd for Northern Iowa. He's a guy that is very physical, 6'2", 330-something-odd pounds. Looking at him as a grow grade, like run stuffer type dude, but he's really more than that. This is a guy not only stuffs to run, but he also provides a pass rush too, and that's what you want to have when you lose a guy like Malcolm Roach. And if you look at the Saints' interior defensive line, unless they, you know, I'm pretty sure they'll add some more talent there, unless they start switching and moving Tanu passing your inside where he's belong. He's 6'7", 300 pounds. He should be playing more of an interior situation than anything else when we got a bevy of pass rushers. So hopefully the Saints would start doing that, putting passing your inside, because we got all these other these pass rushers that's going to need opportunity to see the field. So a better usage is having pass your inside. But Christian Boyd helps that. It's definitely the future of the Saints' interior defensive line. Sione Vaki, the safety from Utah. Good size on him, very physical. They talk about his closing speed. Yeah, he's not the fastest guy in the world, but he's an intelligent player who makes tackles and makes plays for you. And I'm saying that perhaps the Saints need to start looking at him. There was also another safety on the board, Lofton, I was looking at that I like a lot. Proctor, I think Ohio State was on the board as well. He was off the board, but he was the one I was thinking about too. But Vaki's a really good guy to fall at 190. Could be like we had with Jordan Howden, the future of the safety position. We need younger guys in the draft to be there. Jordan Howden was a good hit for us. Outside of that, we got guys like Jonathan Abram on a 1 year contract. We got two older, we got players that are getting older at the safety position. We need to see if we can solidify it with young safeties. And there are a ton of good safeties in this draft. 199, nine picks later, Tommy Eichenberg out of linebacker from Ohio State. He was a guy that really stepped up and showed a lot of positive stuff in his productive years. He had 120 tackles the year before last, not so much this year, but he has about several years of very high production from Ohio State. He's a guy that is a ball player. He's a football player. He makes the tackles. He's very smart in what he's reading. His athletic ability in certain instances could be problematic, like he's covering guys. You know, that could be an issue. But he's a guy that can help you out on the special teams, and he can provide good depth behind some of these young linebackers we have now. So anyway, and then the final pick, 239 for the Saints. Josh Cephas is probably my favorite pick in terms of the diamond in the rough type players. He's a wide receiver from UTSA. Cephas is a guy that, listen, this kid would be phenomenal. 6'3", 190 plus pounds, very productive in college, had a lot of good stuff going. His numbers climbed every year, 58, 71, 87, 89. I'm talking about catches per year. Touchdowns, had 10 touchdowns last year, over 1,100 yards, averaged 13 yards. Prior to that, he was averaging over 11 yards per catch per year. So, I mean, the guy's phenomenal. Getting him with a 239 pick and then add him in Xavier Leggett to your wide receiver room wakes it up a bit. Wakes it up a bit, gives them speed and skill on top of what you got. So anyway, that's what I got today, family, on this mock draft show. I just wanted to kind of share some game with you on it on my latest mock. But listen, fam, I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to pop back here on Tuesday, Patreon Tuesday. We're going to go over the Saints news and notes. I got another mock I'm going to share with the family members. We're going to go over prospects. We're also going to have a prospect show. We kind of break down each individual prospect. We'll do that tomorrow. On our TIC stream, and we'll get ready for the draft even further because a lot of quarterbacks are out there. I know the Saints ain't looking at quarterbacks, but we can get familiar with some of these players or who we got to be looking at as we getting closer and closer to the draft. Like, it's being soon, fam. Like, next week is the draft. So we're getting close, and it's very exciting, man, because it's time, man. It's time. So anyway, with that being said, I'm getting ready to get on that. Listen, I appreciate each and every last one of y'all chiming on this episode of the show. Much love. Please feel free to hit the like button, hit the subscribe button. Y'all tell me in the comment section how y'all feel about some of the picks that I talked about today. Who are some of you guys' favorite picks that you think the Saints should look at in the draft next week? Let me know in the comment section. With that being said, man, I appreciate y'all for hanging out with me, and I'm going to holler at y'all on the next one. Much love, and who that to you, baby.
Yeah. Like Benson, I'm a who that.
I'm a who that.
Long as I'm living, I'm a who that. Lose or win, I'm a who that. Sports coma, yeah, this is where we do that. 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 Boogie like Benson,
I'm a who that.
Sports coma, this is where we do that.
Where we do that.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Somebody please better help. Running this thing like elk. Thank God every day I'm not a felt. Go to YouTube live with Big Q and the guys. If you ain't ride or die, the bandwagon get flipped. Been marching in, that was way for the ring. I was yelling out your shame for the championship. Bucking on Tampa, duck down. Falcons, pluck, get shut down. Panthers ain't much touchdown. The vision really belong to us now. So much hate on the Saints, you could probably tell. Ever since Bounty Gate hit the NFL, when things seem fishy and you probably smell the crooked referees on Roger Goodell. Bucking like this and I'm a who that. Every day I'm living, I'm a who that. Lose or winning, I'm a who that. It's the sports coma, this is where we do that. Where we do that at. Where we do that at. Where we do that, where we do that, where we do that at. Boogie like this and I'm a who that.